Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is stunt performer Natalie Strasser. Natalie, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
As a stunt performer, can you describe what it's like to be in that line of work?
It can be a lot of sitting around and waiting for your action to come up. Sometimes it can be right after lunch. So you're like, I'm not going to eat anything because I don't want to tumble with that in my stomach. Yeah, it can be really fun because it's like, you know, you're on set, you're helping create those things. And then, of course, you're, you know, being able to train and kind of, I mean, I guess do what you love to do. And then plus, actually, it's also fun to learn new skills. I think that that is one of the cool things, because as a kid, you know, everyone tells you, get a career, you know, when you grow up, get a career, do this, you know, follow, grow up, all that. So it's nice to be able to, you know, kind of do the things that don't feel like your typical job.
What made you want to become a stunt performer?
So I don't think, well, I wanted to be one when I was 18. I think I just watched movies, what was it? Jurassic Park, where the girl does a giant on the monkey bars. And I was like, I could do that. I was a gymnast. So a mutual friend, actually, I babysat their kids. And in my small town in Hamilton, New York, her brother was a Hollywood stuntman. And I sent him an email back in the day, I think on Hotmail or Yahoo. And the response that I got back actually was kind of disheartening. What I now, in retrospect, it wasn't. It was, he was giving me no sugarcoating on what it takes to be a stunt person in Hollywood at this time in 2002, 2003. Instead, I went to college and did gymnastics. And then after that, I started doing parkour. And then I saw somebody else on a show called Ninja Warrior. And I said, oh, I'm doing parkour. I could be on that show. I want to do that show. So I actually decided to move out to LA to pursue stunts after I had already been wanted to be a contestant on Ninja Warrior. So it was kind of like a reversal slash I think I saved for about a year before I moved out to LA to pursue stunts. So, I mean, it was definitely a very impulsive decision, but I don't regret. Lots of learning.
Could you share what shows and movies you have worked on as a stunt performer?
So I live now in New York City. I don't do as much stunt work because I started my own company. I've recently been this season and last season, and I worked on SNL a few times. I got to do one of the live shows for SNL, which was very fun. And then two taped stunt things. And then last year I worked on American Rust season 2. That's like, it's kind of been slow because I had started my own company and went, you know, a different direction. But before that, you know, living in New York, I had done stuff on Blue Bloods, Blind Spot. What's the guy? That one that, oh, Blacklist. I'm like, all the BBB something. Movie wise, when I lived in LA, I got to work on Yoga Hosers, which is, yeah, I know, right? It was my first experience working on a movie. And probably one of the most fun slash odd things. Actually, it wasn't odd. I mean, watching the movie, I was like, okay. But everyone was, you know, Kevin was super nice. It was, I don't know, surreal. I haven't done a ton, you know, usually I double because of my size. I'm usually a stunt double. So a lot of times I'm just there just in case. I'm sure there's stuff that I have been on that I like kind of forget. COVID kind of like made my memory non-existent.
What kind of background do you have that helps you excel in as a stunt person?
So my background was gymnastics. I think that gymnastics really helps with air awareness, body awareness, pushing yourself. I think that it also is bad because it's about stunts sometimes needs to be like dirty looking. And in gymnastics, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh, pointed toes, straight legs, all of this. so getting out of that habit sometimes can take a little while to fix. But then, so with that and then doing parkour, I mean, definitely parkour helped because, you know, in gymnastics, you're always landing on soft mats, you know, all of that stuff. And with parkour, you know, you're training on concrete outside, you know, so you're rolling, you're, you know, climbing bricks and, you know, all of that. So those were like my two main backgrounds. I think those helped a ton. Learning about choreography and then martial arts and that kind of stuff does make you aware well-rounded stunt performer. It also just opens your eyes, I think, to encase something on set. Or, I mean, you never know when you might have to use a skill. But those were my specialties, and I have booked a lot of work because of those specific specialties.
Why do you believe that your background helps you in this field?
I think anyone who does a specific thing for a long time becomes an expert. And when you're an expert, and I know expert is like, you know, you don't have to go to the Olympics to be an expert in something. You know, I think spending years, I mean, I was 8 when I started gymnastics and I stopped when I was like 20. So after 12, 13 years of doing the same thing, you know, you can really say when you go somewhere that not a lot of people do what you do. And I think when you are given the opportunity to be a stunt person, even if it's a small stunt, they're always trying to protect you. Not always, I don't want to use definitives, but most of the time, safety is a huge thing. I mean, unfortunately, there have been a lot of stunt people who have died the past few years, and some of it actually has nothing to do with it being like, say, their fault. You know, freak accidents when you're rushing on set, you know, sometimes, you know, when the director says go, I've never been on like some multi-million-dollar show, and I'm sure that, or movie, I know that it's probably very stressful when it comes to certain things, and I think that it's changed probably for the better for those reasons, where you can speak up if you're feeling unsafe. When you're telling a coordinator, when a coordinator's considering using this person for a job, you know, they have to get references from people they know. Hey, do you know Natalie? Oh, I never met her. Okay, well, what does it say on her resume? Oh, okay. 13 years of gymnastics. Now, they know 13 years of gymnastics. Mostly, you know, they might say, oh, Division I gymnast. Like, they'll be able to be like, okay, this person has physical skill, but can they do this thing? So they do look at it, you know, not everyone, of course, but they're like, oh, this person has to, like, fall down. Okay, well, they've done gymnastics and parkour. Okay, they can probably fall down.
What's the craziest stunt you've ever had to perform?
I mean, I guess define crazy.
Well, one that sticks out in your mind the most.
Usually my most recent one, because I have a terrible memory now. When I worked on SNL, the live show, it was so much fun. It was like performing, you know, it's like you're performing, because I used to perform as well on like trampoline and stuff and do live shows at theme parks. There's just something that's so different about doing stunts on SNL compared to doing a TV show or a movie, because, well, one, it's live. It was very fun. I liked that.
Are you able to say which episode it was?
I don't remember the name, but it was the episode where it was with Post Malone and Selena Gomez. It was when it's called Baby Monitor. There's a crib and there's like babies in it, and Selena Gomez is babysitting her brother and sister. It's pretty cool to watch because it's rare that they let, so basically it was like a cowboy switch. Like, you couldn't see, like, if this, you know, I mean, press you my lower hand, but you would see, like, you couldn't see beneath the crib. The actors would like be doing their thing, Sarah and Bowen, they were like dee 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 doing the baby stuff, and then it would cut to Selena and we would crawl underneath, and the other stunt double and I, we would crawl underneath and switch. It was going back like this in the live show. I mean, so they had to see it, but we would crawl under and then it cuts back to us and we're doing the flipping, and then a guy's like behind and he's like, okay, leave, and so we crawl back underneath, and then it cuts again and the actors come up the stairs and then they're doing stuff, but then they actually let us at the very end. They wanted all the babies inside, so you got to see, oh, there's 5 babies. How are there 5 babies? So it was pretty cool to be to show people, hey, there's more than just the two actors doing stuff.
What keeps you going when working on a set?
Snacking. Crafty always keeps me going. Moving around. If I stay seated for too long, it doesn't make the time go by any faster. I'm always also trying to like help out other, you know, there could be other stunt performers on set. If you're working with an actress or doubling her, you know, maybe I'm around to help move the pads for them or do that kind of stuff to help out, because it's always good to be around when, you know, so you kind of know what's going on because if you show up and you're like, hey, what was it you wanted me to do? It's not really a good look.
So you said you started your own company. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So I teach gymnastics to children and parkour a little bit too. So I like go to schools and set up some equipment, teach, or I teach out in parks. It's been fun. It's nice to do something a little different. It still feels like I'm performing, because I mean, I sort of am, because the children are pretty young.
And how long have you been doing that for, the company?
So I started it 2 years ago. Pretty short.
So in 2017, you were a competitor on the Netflix show Ultimate Beastmaster. How did you get involved?
Was asked to submit an audition tape. So I submitted, you know, I was on Ninja Warrior a couple times before that. So I was like, I don't know if they'll, I don't know. This sounds kind of fun. It's different. Yeah, they interviewed me and then they ended up asking me to be on the show. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. I liked the idea behind it.
What was it like representing the USA?
It was fun. You know, of course, TV is, reality TV is not always reality TV, which I'm sure most people know. Representing the US, if you were to go and be behind the scenes with all of us, you know, we were always just rooting for each other. We were hanging out with the teams from Spain, you know, all that. We would all have to sit and watch the show because they have to catch us, you know, like cheering and stuff. It was fun because you just ended up making a lot of friends from different countries. You know, we all added each other on Facebook, and yeah, so it was fun to represent US, you know, the US on something like that, just because it was just a fun, different thing, much different than Ninja Warrior.
In the show, you hurt your arm. Can you explain what happened?
You don't see when you're watching the episodes is at one point when we're filming, you know, all the women had gone, they'd gone and they'd done all the, they'd done all the different stages. And then I saw, you know, no one was making it past where I had cut my arm. Like people would jump, they would fall, they would miss it. No one made it. No woman made it to the second and stayed. And I was like, man, I'm going to do it. If I have to squirrel, if I have to jump out and grab it, then I'm just going to do that. I ended up like just launching myself and reaching, and adrenaline, of course, you don't think about the consequences. Actually, the surface is very flat. I had a freak accident when it came to the equipment. You know, the guys who made the equipment, they're very good. They test all the equipment with men, with women. They do all this, but you know, the thing is they test people who are, you know, I used to be a tester for Ninja Warrior. So they test people in comfortable situations. You know, they're not like, oh, go run around the block three times and then get your adrenaline up and then try to do the obstacle. Because sometimes they can't account for that stuff, you know, because the adrenaline makes people do crazy stuff. And so I jumped. If you watch the footage, I was actually up there for probably like 10 minutes. It doesn't seem like that, but basically when I jumped, all I can feel is like that pain in my chest because of how I landed. But I was so psyched to make it that I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, my chest hurts. Whoa, this is so weird. When I look down at I see on my pants, you know, that I have some blood on there, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And sometimes I get like cuts on my fingers because of dry skin, and I had just jumped to that like chain thing. But it had like plastic, I think, around it. So I thought maybe I had like kind of cut my nail or something. And so you see me like look at my nails first, and then I look and I look and I look and I look. Yeah, it's this arm, my scar's right here. Yeah, you can see right there. You know, there's nothing there. It's just like bone and skin. And so when I look, it's just like split open, and I'm like, oh my God, that's blood. And it just like gushes out. And I mean, at this point, you know, the director, you know, they're all like, they stop and they're like, okay, Natalie, we can get you down if you want. Like, you won't have to get wet. You know, we can come get you if you want. You know, at this point, Team USA is like, Natalie, come on, you know, you can do it. And then they're like, they're doing funny stuff to make me laugh. They're saying stuff to me. At that point, I had calmed down and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm good, guys. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to jump like to the next one. So that, so I was like, whatever, maybe I'll make it. We ended up, because afterwards, of course, you know, I had to go get stitches. I went to the hospital like right after. But they were like, okay, what the heck? How did you cut your arm? So everyone was like, oh, the impact, the this, the that. Well, it actually wasn't. So if you look closely at the obstacle, there's like half a, what? It was probably like 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters. It was nothing, but it was metal. And it was what held the like, it was like a wheel on a, you know, it was all foam and everything, and then the metal. But it was the smallest little lip, you know. To them, they weren't thinking, oh, someone's going to dive at it, and then their elbow is going to catch this little corner, and of course, they're going to just lacerate their arm. So that's basically what ended up happening, is I just hit it at the right angle, and it kind of just did like a, like when a rug folded up my skin instead.
Right after that jump, you had an iconic moment, which I think is where you took your blood and went with the eye and the things underneath the eyes. Why did you decide to do that?
I really like to make people laugh. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, an in the moment person. And so when I was up there and I was trying to decide if, you know, like if I was going to come down or whatnot, because I was crying, a bunch of the Team USA people were like, Natalie, you know, don't be a wimp. Like, come on. You know, they're being all silly. And I started laughing. Then I just was like, to be funny, I just was like, oh, like, ah. You know, I didn't know that that was going to be such a viral moment because, you know, you're in the moment, you're like, oh, like before you go do the last thing, the last hurrah, I was like, might as well just give it all and jump to the next thing. And then I fell. I basically just wiped it on my face to just be silly in a way.
NBC had a has a show called American Ninja Warrior. You have been in behind and in front of the camera on that show as a course tester and a competitor. What was that like?
So my very first year, it was pretty surreal. It's a lot different than it is today. I would do terrible if the show was on. Like if I competed how I competed back then. Nobody who rock climbed like did the course, you know, the obstacles weren't like that. And actually a lot of times people got out, my first year, people got out from like freak accidents. Like the person in front of them, they fell in the water and then they got the carpet wet. So if you went, you slipped on the carpet. And there was like, sorry. In terms of fairness, I think it's a lot better. I also think that they did like to hype up. The community is very nice. You know, most people, they just want to, you know, oh, I just want to be on the show. I want to compete on the thing, you know, just having fun. But of course, you know, reality TV likes drama. You know, they want to be like, oh, so who do you not like? Who do you not want to, you know, who do you want to lose? And you're like, no, man, I don't really want anybody to lose. Like, of course, it'd be great if I won. But yeah, so that, you know, that was kind of, sometimes that was a little bit annoying. But yeah, being on the show before it hit mainstream is kind of weird because you didn't see it as that back then. Like you were like, oh yeah, it's on G4. Everyone like, what's G4? Like, what is G4? Oh, it's a channel. We're like, oh yeah, we don't get that. But now it's like everywhere. I mean, I teach birthday parties because, you know, I have my own company. So because people are like, oh, we want a ninja party, I'm like, well, I can do Ninja Warrior, you know, obstacle courses because I was on the show, you know. And so it's interesting to be like teaching at a birthday party and they're serving like the food on like American Ninja Warrior plates and they have like, you know, it's just like it's become it's cool to see it, of course. And then, you know, doing behind the scenes stuff was so much fun. It definitely put I liked it more, I think, because of the I felt a lot more pressure when I didn't went my second year. I think that's why I didn't do well. I actually ended up going as a wild card to Vegas my second year, but I don't think that episode I've tried to find it. I don't feel like I can find it. But I think doing the testing just was like a lot more fun because I didn't feel, and of course the pressure is just, you know, from myself being able to get paid to test the course and then go with them to different places like Vegas. That was a lot of fun.
Did being a course tester give you any advantage when competing?
I didn't compete after I was a course tester because they didn't allow that. They had you wait like a year or two, I think. And I mean, this was a while ago because when I did Ultimate Beastmaster, I realized that the same people who built the Ninja Warrior set also built the Ultimate Beastmaster set. And when I knew them, they had to like the producers and stuff. I think they had to be like, hey, you know, you're a tester. If I remember, I'm trying to remember if I feel like they came and they spoke with me, or they were like, you know, keep it on the DL that you have tested before and that you know these people. And I'm like, they might say, you know, there might be a person on a different team who says, oh, Natalie knows that person. That person's probably giving secrets to Natalie. Like that, you know, I think that's what the main thing is, which they were not. And I don't think that, you know, those courses that we do, like Ninja Warrior and Ultimate Beastmaster, they're not designed to have you like randomly get hit with a ball. Like, you know, they're made as a challenge, not as like a joke. Even if someone were to tell me a tactic, I might not even be strong enough to do the thing. That's why I always thought it was interesting.
I know Ultimate Beastmaster's not on anymore, but if you had to pick between which show, which one would you do again?
I'd probably do Ultimate Beastmaster again. I liked the there were a bunch of different countries and different stages.
Would you ever do a Spartan race or a obstacle course race or anything like that?
So I've done a Spartan race before. I've done some obstacle course ones. I did Goliathon, which is actually a very fun one. It's most like Ninja Warrior. Like the obstacles are actually really difficult, but there's three different levels at each obstacle. You can choose every time you get to the obstacle, you can choose which one. And then I've done Spartan race. I don't like Spartan as much because I'm not a huge fan of running. Goliathon, you can like walk to the next obstacle and it doesn't matter.
Finally, where can people find more information about you and your career as a stunt performer? Website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads?
Because I've been focusing more on my company, I mean, I I haven't really updated my stunt, you know, any of my stunt stuff in quite a few years. Probably if they're interested in keeping up with me, or what I do, I post occasionally on Instagram when I do like the SNL and that kind of stuff. But I no longer have a website, and I'm building a website. Well, I'm not, but someone else is building a website for my company. But yeah, I think, yeah, just, and I don't even use Instagram that much, but that's where, you know, if I do anything, I usually post on Instagram.
Well, thank you, Natalie, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.